What is up, my fellow podcasters? King Antonio here, back with another podcast. So today we're going to be talking about my Washington, D.C. experience. Here we go. So as you all might not know, I am a member of JAG, which is Job for America's Graduates, where it helps you prepare for the adult life after school and college if you plan to graduate after college. So I got the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. and represent our state from our region. And let me just say, it was probably one of the best experiences that I have ever got to experience. When you are going for business, it is something really special for a person just like me, because especially since I haven't, that's the second time I probably traveled outside of the state. And let me just say, it was beautiful. All the statues, all the cemetery, it was just an amazing sight. But not only just that, but it was also the people who I got to meet as there as well. So on a way there, I got to meet two people, Lori and Jeff. They were two people who really enjoyed JAG. Lori was our JAG specialist. Jeff was one of the guys who was coming with the CDC. And let me just say that Jeff is probably one of the most rarest people you will ever meet. I've never met someone with such a great personality and such great knowledge of things that I didn't even have to know, I didn't know about. And it's nice to know that information, because when you find someone who knows a lot, you can really learn a lot from that person. Not only can you learn a lot from them, but then you notice that they have something special that it can help them change who they are, and it can help you change the person that you want to be. So when we first got to DC, we ended up going to the hotel. Unfortunately, we couldn't go to the hotel we were supposed to go at first, so we had to settle in at a Holiday Inn, which was okay. The bedroom was nice, the pool was very nice, the service was really nice. Everybody was just pretty nice. And so when we got there, we did our normals, get in our rooms, unpack our bags and all this stuff, and that's when we immediately got to work. So as y'all didn't know, Jeff was competing, so was I. I was competing in the public speaking category. He was in competition for employability skills. And when we got to our hotel room, it really wasn't like, no, we're not just going to chill back kind of thing. We literally just jumped into work. Well, I worked on my speech, and he worked on his resume and cover letter. We worked and worked and worked, and then eventually we did take a break, because the next day is when it really, really gets up and moves your energy, because the next day is the competition day. And so that means we have to be ready, we have to be prepared to say what we're gonna say and have what we need to show to the judges. So as we get up for the next day, we go downstairs to go to breakfast. It's me and Lori. Jeff, unfortunately, had to go early because he had to go to the White House and talk to the senators of the White House. Later in the day, as we go in, we go to the hotel we were supposed to originally stay in. And let me say, guys, that hotel that we stayed in was one of the best hotels I ever stayed in. The beer is beautiful. Artwork, there's a lot of interesting people. There was a lot of beautiful artifacts and objects that I've never seen in my life at traveling out of a country. And let me just say, it is an amazing experience. So as we're going up to our rooms, we set our stuff down, we grab what we need, and we head downstairs and getting ready for our competition. And, I was a little bit nervous at first. I thought I did terrible. But I eventually got the confidence that I needed and said, all right, you got this. You can do this. And so, like I did, I went in there and I did the best I could, and I achieved what I wanted to say. And after that, it felt really, really nice, because I relieved all the stress that I had before going in there, and it would come out. I'm just like, okay, we're done, and we did it. So as the following day goes, We go back to our rooms. We shut up down a little bit. Me and Lori and Jeff, we go to Lori's room and we just play Uno just to chill down, you know, so we can get ready to eat and get ready for the dance that's happening on that day. You know, the dance was a very interesting thing, because like you meet all these people there, and there's like a bunch of people that you've never seen from other different states. They all come together and they're all having fun. Whether you're good at dancing or not, they were all having fun. And you know, it's always good to always have fun, because we do not love to be judged. I know I don't like to be judged, and I know you guys don't love to be judged, but it's just, you guys got to remember, it's always good to have fun. Whether you're good at something, whether you're bad at something, always have a good time to wherever you go, and always be social. Never be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and talk to someone. So the next day comes, and we all go into this thing called leadership sessions, where we get into our groups and we talk to people, we get to meet people, we get to socialize. And the group I was in, it was an amazing group. Just amazing. The people had a lot of interesting stories. Some of them really touched me. Some people have been through something that I never thought I would ever go through or never went through at all. Not only that, but they are going to become leaders, because the things that they're doing, they are willing to do something that may or may not hurt them, but they're willing to do it to change their lives, their family, and change the world, because they want to become a leader. I remember in my group, I had a guy named Javante. He's from South Carolina. He said that his long dream is to become the president of the United States of America. And he said that many people didn't believe that he couldn't achieve it, and thought it was funny when he said it. And when I heard it, it really touched me, because it's something that he's passionate about. It's something that he wants to achieve when he's an older person. And so I told him, hey, don't let nobody bring you down, okay? You are going to be the best president that this United States is ever going to have. Don't let nobody bring you down. You want someone to bring you up. Always want to hang with the positive people, because those are the people that are going to help you achieve your dreams. You got to achieve your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do this. I know you can do it, my brother. And so, you know, being a leader is not saying, oh, I'm willing to step out and do this. A leader is someone who truly is going to change the world and wants to do something for the people, and is willing to do whatever it takes for people to follow him and also show that he can be a leader. During my Washington D.C. trip, we got to visit a few museums as well. We got to visit the Natural Museum of American History, the Air and Space Museum. You know, it was really very, very nice experience, and I really love it, and I miss it. Probably the most hardest part about the trip is the last day, when we all had to get together and say our goodbyes for the last time. The day was really emotional, because all these people, you know, when people ask about JAG, they say that JAG is just a class. To me, it is not that. To me, JAG is a place where it brings people together and help people get ready for life, and also show them what to do in order to become a leader. And it also teaches them what they need in order to achieve their dreams. I feel like those guys and girls that I met on the DC trip really opened my eyes to what leadership and friendship is. And I just want to say thank you to all of them, even though some of them may not hear the podcast, or some do. But I just really appreciate every one of you, even though I didn't talk to you, even though I didn't meet you that well. I appreciate all that you guys have done for me, because you guys helped me change. You guys have helped me change who I am. You guys understand me, and I understand you. You guys have such interesting stories that nobody else has ever heard, that people need to hear. Don't be afraid to show or tell your stories about what happened to you, what you had to do in order to become here. You must be willing to show that if you want to be a leader, you must be willing to tell people, I'm not afraid to do this. I used to be this kind of person, and this is the person I am now. You know, we're all not perfect. Some people say they can be perfect. Some people aren't. We're not all perfect. God made us how we are. And we have to accept how we are. Because if you look at some people say, I don't like the tone of my skin, or I think I'm fat. You have to love yourself before you can say, I want to be a leader. Because God made you in his own special way, and he wouldn't want to change that for the world. If God made you the way he is, it's because he knows you will achieve something just by the way that you look. There is no need for you to change what you look like, or the color of your skin, or the type of clothes and shoes that you wear. God made you who you are, and you need to see that in order for you to become a leader. As he once said, let me give you wisdom. What he means by that is he will give you the knowledge that you need in order. If you say, I can't do this, or I'm not smart enough, he will provide you with that wisdom and say, do not give up. I will give you the wisdom that you need in order to continue living my life and in order to continue your life as well. You know, this DC trip has really taught me a lot, and I just really, really miss it a lot, and I wish I could go back to it. All the people that I met, the wonderful places I got to visit, the food I got to eat, the people I got to meet. It's just a really great experience, and I hate that it had to end so soon. You know, when you go outside to a different state, and you meet all these people, you get attached to these people. And because these people feel like family. Like I said, Jack brings you together with other people that you knew or you didn't know that wanted to become leaders. And so they say, I want to do this in order to help change the world. And they are willing to step out of their comfort zone in order to do this. When I first joined Jack, I just used to be that kid in the back with his arm on the table, looking at him and thinking, okay, this is easy, and just do the work. And after my first year, Jack, it really did open up my eyes and showed me that it's not just a class. It showed me that it is willing to teach me how to be a leader, how to make a resume, how to make a cover to help me prepare for the adult life. All the things that I need in order to fulfill my dreams of being what I want to be. And look where it's brought me. I'm now the president of our JAG of Plymouth, Indiana. And I never thought it would ever happen because I never knew I could do such a thing. But when I was told about this, it gave me great encouragement because I want people to see me as a leader. I want people to look at me and say, now that person right there is a leader. You know, guys, you guys should never be saying, I can't achieve this or you can't do this. I want to say that you can achieve your dreams or whatever it is you want to achieve. Never say that you can't, because when you're saying that, you're bringing yourself down. You always got to say, I'm willing to do this. I want to achieve this. I'm not going to let this person or this thing get in the way of achieving my dreams. I don't want this thing bringing me down. I don't want this or that or this. I want to achieve my dreams, and I want to achieve what I was born to do. As we finish off our podcast here, guys, I just want to say that being a leader is something you guys must be willing to show to people and say, I am willing to become a leader. I am willing to do this to become a leader. I want you guys to follow in my footsteps. Remember, guys, never, never let the negativity or anyone tell you that you cannot achieve your dreams. I know you guys can believe in yourselves, and I know you guys can achieve your dreams. Don't ever, ever let nobody bring you down, because those are the people who want you to fail. I want to see you guys succeed. I know you guys can achieve. Like I told Javante, you have to believe in yourself and don't let the negative bring you down. Let the positive bring you up so you can become the best United States of American president that you were predestined to be. As we finish off our podcast here, guys, I want to say, stay positive. Don't let nobody bring you down, guys. This was King Antonio's podcast. I'll see you guys later.